Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football this morning. It's my NFL Draft Prospect Special. Today I have Tyler Lindenbaum, center, the University of Iowa. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner, Mr. Football. And special thanks to my producer who's making it happen this morning, Mr. Logan Landers. So let's get into the young man from the University of Iowa. To the Iowa football nation, you should be awfully proud of this football player here. Boy, I think when you're talking about centers coming into the National Football League, he's going to be a guy that's going to perform at a high level. Can I say Jim Langler, the Miami Dolphins? Can I say Forrest Blue, the San Francisco 49ers? Can I say former Iowa great Jay Hillenberg with the Chicago Bears and Mick Tinglehoff with the Minnesota Vikings? I think that young man has all the skill set of those great former centers that played in the National Football League, played at a high level. Then when you look about Mr. Lindenbaum, this is right here. College football has had some great interior linemen. They've had some great centers. So I'm going to start with the University of Iowa with Mr. Tyler Lindenbaum, who he's following. Kevin Jones, that played in 1956, was an outstanding offensive lineman for Iowa. The great Alex Karras was a great football player. The great Wally Hillenberg was a great football player in 1962. John Nealon, Dallas Cowboys, 1964. Alan Cassidy in 1969. Boy. Jim Hickenberg in 1977. And then you had Jay, who's an outstanding player on that 85 Chicago Bears team. Jay Hillenberg, then Mike Devin in 1989, Casey Wegman in 1994, Mike Goff in 1995, Bruce Nelson in 2001, and Robert Gallery in 2003. See, those are the people that plant the foundation for this young man to follow the tradition of Iowa football. Iowa football is about grits, it's about grant, it's about running the football. And Tyler Lindenbaum was outstanding this season. Let me talk about the man's skill set. Graceful, A-plus along the line of scrimmage. Quickness, A-plus. Athletic, A-plus. Quick to the punch with his hands, A-plus. Quick with his hands in the strike zone, A-plus. And when I'm talking about quick with his hands in the strike zone, I'm talking about it's like a baseball terminology. He was a Cy Young winner along the line of scrimmage with them hands. Pass protection, A-plus. The leverage he played with, A-plus in the lower half. Made all the line calls and adjusting protection, A-plus. Durability, A-plus. A real technician. A feel for the position, A-plus. Great knee bend, A-plus. Very mobile, A-plus. Climbing to the second level, A-plus. Nasty, like all the other great Iowa offensive linemen. Aggressive, A-plus. Good football intelligence, A-plus. Lower body quickness, A-plus. The mirror spear speed rushers. But this is what I like about Tyler Lindenbaum. Played in 908 snaps. allow only one sack this season, 202 quarterback hits, and 4 quarterback hurries. Let me repeat that again. 900 snaps he played, allowed only one sack and 2 quarterback hits in 2001. Then when you look at it, 33 career games, and he only allowed 2 sacks through his career. Then you want to talk about an athlete. He ran a 1.55 10-yard split shuffle. And then was tied 4-2-2 in the shuffle. This is a young man that's very, very athletic. And I see him being a 10-year player playing at the highest level. He's going to be one of them football players that when you draft him, you're going to say, hey, he could be a mainstay for our offensive line for a long time. Big Ten Offensive Lineman of the Year. Consensus First Team All-American. Remington Trophy Award winner to the best lineman in the country. The best center.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
But most of all, when you look at old school, it reminds me of I.C. Thielman that played at Arkansas, or Joe Akers that played at Baylor, or Chuck Brown that played at Houston, or Courtney Hall that played at Rice, or Bill Wattman that played at Texas, or Seth McKinney that played at Texas A&M, or Dale Walker that played at TCU, and Jerry Turner that played at Texas Tech. All those guys I saw play while at the University of Arkansas from 1978 to 1981. And then you want to put him in pedigree. What about the great Dwight Stevens that played at Alabama and had a nice career with the Miami Dolphins? What about Lee North that played at the University of Tennessee? What about Todd McClure that played at LSU that had a great career here with the Atlanta Falcons? Where I'm broadcasting live locally. A Trey Teague at Tennessee and a Ray Donaldson that played at Georgia that played in Indianapolis. When you look at this young man here, I'll be very, very surprised that he's not one of the most safest picks in the 2022 NFL draft. This guy's a football player. And as I just mentioned, he was Big Ten Offensive Lineman of the Year. Our football nation, you need to stand up and be proud of this young man. Because not only he's held the tradition of great offensive linemen that came out of the University of Iowa, but he's holding it at a high level. All the great offensive linemen has played in the National Football League and on the college level. I love this football player. And I think what I just said, he's a guy that you can draft and he can be in your system for 10 years. So if you like the video today, a Tyler Linderbaum, offensive center of the University of Iowa, stand up Iowa football nation, please come in and share it. And to my producer, once again, who's making it happen, Mr. Logan Landers. My final words about Tyler Linderbaum, center at the University of Iowa. Remember this band back in the late 70s, early 80s? They went by the name of Toto. They had a song called Hold the Line. It's not the way that you hold me. It's not in the way you say you care. It's not in the way you've been treating my friends. It's not in the way you stay till the end. Tyler Linderbaum is going to hold that line when he gets to the NFL. And which team drafts him in 2022, they're going to be very proud that he's going to hold a line. Stand up, our nation. This is a football player, brother. And I'm very confident he's going to be one of the safest picks in the 2022 NFL draft.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
I'm Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. God bless and thank you.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.